Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Darius, play the clip of Cliff Kingsbury at his press conference today talking about his future. This is Kingsbury Eye. The question was from Sam Fortier of the Washington Post.
Do you want to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but yeah, we'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah.
That was Kingsbury in Ashburn today. Danny, do you think he leaves this offseason?
I do. And I know that's probably not the popular opinion.
Where does he end up?
Chicago.
You don't think Ben Johnson goes there?
No, I think Ben Johnson is an offensive savant who is a weird, fickle, whichever way the wind blows, temperamental, sort of squirrely, untrustworthy guy that's not ready to lead people. Other than coordinate offense at an excellent level, I think he's proven that the last couple of years.
So does he stay in Detroit, or do you think he goes somewhere random?
I think he ends up having to stay in Detroit.
Because
11th hours people, and when they're on the plane to tell him that we want to give you the job, he's like, psych, just kidding, through his agent or something. To me, he's an offensive coordinator, and he's like going to ruin everything.
I'll bet you good money he leaves, but yeah. That we could do that bet another day.
So I think he ends up going. I just think it's going to be too good an opportunity to pass up, right, where you go, this perfect job doesn't exist, right? But as close as you can get does. And there are only so many times where your stock is at an all-time high and you could write your own ticket. And I think this is one of those times. Yeah, I hear the argument that, well, if he spends another year with Jaden Daniels, well, look no further than the 3 weeks where Jaden Daniels' ribs weren't quite right and the offense wasn't any good. And we're talking about the cliff. Look no further than when they had to call a timeout in overtime because Daniels on a scramble got blasted, couldn't get his breath, and Marcus Mariota had to walk over and pick him up and be like, hey, man, everyone's looking at you. Stand up, get your air, and then go win the game and turn into a pep talk. But you're a fraction of a fraction away from this really skinny guy not being available for you or not being the same. And everyone's talking about what's wrong with you and your offense. Your stock is as high as it's going to go right now. And I think that, to me, is what makes him end up having to capitalize on it.
It's actually a really good argument, honestly. Because I think there's this thought that, well, they're going to have all the draft picks, and they have the top three money in the sport to spend in free agency, so they'll come back with more talent. Instead of the Brian Robinson-led running back room, maybe they've got Cam Scattaboo or Ashton Jeanty or something that they just drafted, right? Instead of the wide receiver room where it's Terry and the Misfit toys, maybe it's Terry and T. Higgins or Terry and Stephon Diggs, or I'm making something up, but whatever it ends up being this coming year, they're going to be able to spend money at that position if that is what they choose to do, to have a legitimate number two opposite Terry McLaurin. I always say more talent doesn't necessarily equal, more results, more production, but more talent is better, clearly. And then it's up to Dan Quinn and the staff to establish the identity and the brotherhood and the togetherness and the uniqueness and the chemistry in the locker room that allows you to find a way to flourish. I don't think he leaves this offseason. If he does, I will be really, really nervous about next year. But I don't think he does. I think that the Bears go in a different direction. I'm going to say either Ben Johnson or something kind of off the board. They just do a bad job at that.
Whatever that part is.
Yeah, like the going and getting the really smart offensive mind for Caleb Williams, I don't trust them to do. Like, I could see them hiring... It's not going to be Ron Rivera, but I bet they interview him, who, by the way, interviewed with the Jets the other day. Did you see that story?
I did see that.
That's amazing. I don't think that's a real thing. That feels like somebody's doing somebody a favor, keep my name in the cycle kind of interview early in the process. I don't think he's a real candidate.
Like, I'm hoping it wasn't more than someone was hungry and he was in town. And they were like, let's go have lunch.
That is also a dumpster fire of a job.
Yes.
I mean, it could get to a point where they go, we can't get any of the guys we want.
We need an adult.
Ron Rivera is a grown-up, and people will say nice things about us on TV.
Yeah, there you go.
For hiring him. I mean, I guess that could be a fallback.
Start
point.
There.
I'm sure they'll try to do better. But as far as Cliff leaving goes, if it's not Chicago, and I just assume Ben Johnson, or they'll do like an Aaron Glenn, like some defensive-minded guy type, they'll zig when everyone's zagging. There's only a couple gigs. Is Jerod Mayo getting fired in New England, yes or no? I think he would leave for the New England job if he really likes Drake May's upside. Is he a Trevor Lawrence fan? I could see him leaving for Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Does a random job, like, and I just keep naming this one just as a, because I remember last year, right before the end of the year, he almost got fired. But now, there's no reason he wouldn't be back. Todd Bowles is an example with the Bucks, or something like that, where like you get to go play with a team that was in the playoffs, or coach with a team that was in the playoffs, and Baker Mayfield's coming off 35 touchdowns, and Liam Cohen goes and gets the Raiders job or something, and you know the Bucks are open. Which, if he got a really good gig like that, I could see it. I just don't think the stars align. You got a great job here with no real pressure. I'd run it back.
Yeah, the key part's the no pressure. Because again, and Mitch mentioned this, and we've talked about it earlier on, and Mitch joined us on the Beltway Blitz, but he still is getting his Arizona head coaching money through, I think, next season as well. Which
is it
leads
through
to the
next year or this year?
It's at least through this year. I should probably clarify that before I talk out of my tuchus. But I know he's still getting it. So there's not a lot of urgency at this point to go do that, because a new head coaching job, I believe, would negate that from coming in. So he's as handsomely paid as any assistant coach or coordinator in the NFL at this point. So you're right, there's no urgency. I just, this new thing, I feel like, is happening more and more, where the hotly coveted coordinator is just waiting for this perfect opportunity, and they don't come, I don't think that exists for the most part. You know, everything's going to have a wrinkle, and yeah, one guy can write his own ticket, but that then becomes kind of the new normal. Your coaches get fired not because everything's okay. You know what I mean? Like, you're at the bottom. The whole point is sometimes you get a D'Amico Ryans who just happens to turn the ship. At some time, your arrogance and your hubris and your self-belief actually is warranted, and you do right the ship in a place that's previously moribund. I don't know. It's always been kind of odd to me. I get going not wanting to go to some place that's terrible if you have options. My point is, assuming the options will always be there, I think, is a bit naive.
So this is just the first response I found on Google here that suggests he signed a 6-year extension in 2022, which would mean he's getting paid through 2028. Now, I'm going to use the word only here, but at one point in time, from what I see, he was making about $5.5 million per year with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. They're not really a high-spending operation generally, and he got hired early on. Maybe the extension, he was over that. But from a head coaching standpoint, that's not a lot of money, to be honest with
right.
you. Like, if he got a job now, let's just say he went to Chicago, it would be much closer to $10 million a year. But you're able to double dip right now. Like, you can get the OC money,
mm-hmm.
where I'd imagine he's one of the higher paid coordinators in the league, which is a few million dollars a year, plus the 5.5, that equals head coaching money. You'd make more than that if you went and got a head coaching job, because you're leaving the
yep.
you know, the 5.5 or the 6 on the table for, say, 8.5 or 9. So in the net, you're making a couple million more dollars. But I don't think it's about money necessarily for a guy who's made as much as he is. He's not married. He doesn't have kids. Those things cost money, by the way. I can tell you.
Hand up. Yep, I noticed that. Yep.
So I can't imagine he's like sitting at home going, you know, I was going to go to that comedy show at the DC Improv tonight, but
I just can't.
I got to save these $57. I think it's probably more about fit, getting what you want out of, like, where I go next, I need to be there for 10 years and win a couple Super Bowls. Otherwise, I don't get another crack at this thing. Maybe it's that simple, as just making sure, is this job better than calling plays for Jaden Daniels, who might be on his way to being an elite quarterback in this league and playing at an MVP level perennially? He obviously did that this year. I'm just not saying that's going to be the every right. year norm.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think it is, if you think this kid is the next Lamar Jackson, who's going to win 3 MVP awards and the team's going to win 11 games every year, you could do a lot worse than being the coordinator
right.
in a few Super Bowls.
100%. Yeah, I mean, so I guess I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here. There are certain spots right now where whoever goes there, I don't care how good you are, you'd probably fail. There's a great chance you'd fail. Now, those guys don't think about things this way. When you get to the very pinnacle of your sport where you get paid for your ideas and concepts and designs and out-scheme people, you pretty much believe you're the baddest mother in the valley every room you walk into, right? So these guys think that their way is the best way. They'll turn it around. They'll be the one that finds the quarterback, or their genius is better than the next guy's genius, et cetera. So to the rest of us looking at it, we can kind of go, yeah, that's a bad situation, right? Like, you don't want right now, I'm just pulling one out of my tokens. You don't want the Saints job. Well, maybe you do. I mean, maybe that's the division so terrible. You go, if we're just decent, we'll be a 10-win playoff team, even though their salary cap situation is bad. I'll find you the quarterback in the teens. We can look at it objectively and go, they're in salary cap hell. They're tied to Derek Carr, who's pedestrian when healthy at this point in his career, and he's never healthy. And it's Alvin Kamara bust on offense. I don't know what we're doing. But they maybe don't look at things that way.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
That's like one of two debates, in my opinion, right? That's the first of two real legitimate debatable elements of this conversation on Kingsbury today, as he said in a press conference that he does want to be a head coach again for the first time this afternoon out in Ashburn. So you can call in and answer that question now at 800-636-1067. We'll open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Do you think Cliff Kingsbury leaves this offseason, yes or no? I do not. You do.
I do.
The second debate here, and I think this one is actually a little bit more interesting to me. If he were to leave, how damaging would that be? And how nerve-wracking would that be as a fan moving into next year? Because while I am team, when your coordinator leaves, it's a problem. And have been for a long time. I also will acknowledge that if you get one of the great elite Mount Rushmore quarterbacks in the league, then nothing else really matters. Like, if you have Patrick Mahomes, I think you can have not ideal situations in a lot of places. Like, in order to win, you need a really good left tackle, but then you have Mahomes. In order to win, you need a great offensive line, unless you have Mahomes.
Yeah, they're rule breakers, right? Yeah.
I wouldn't like to hire defensive-minded guys. Sean McDermott's done just fine in Buffalo with Josh Allen, who's one of these guys who's the perennial MVP. You know, the Bengals break a bunch of rules because Joe Burrow makes you right. In the same way on 4th-and-1, if you call a bad play, Jaden Daniels makes you right. If you get Lamar or Burrow or Mahomes or Allen, like, you have a chance to win every single year. And if Daniels ends up being on that level, one of those top five type guys in the league, which this year makes you believe maybe he could be, he's certainly close to that in his rookie season, and with growth and progress, if it's there, he could become one of those guys, then nothing really matters. Then you can replace Cliff with Brian Johnson, your pass game coordinator, and Jaden will make him right, and you just keep it moving. I just happen to believe that offensively scheming, coordinating, young quarterbacks developing in the same offense, not having a new one every year, is way more important. And so I would worry a lot if he were to leave. Like, that would really give me some pause about a sophomore leap and trying to add to this rather than just batten down the hatches and do it again.
Right. I mean, and what happens when you have a year like this, CJ Stroud, is the expectations are in the stratosphere, where you have a great first year and then talent is added. Washington is in a position to add some talent. And let's say things are stable. I mean, the feeling is this should be the MVP. This group's going to challenge Philadelphia or whomever to win the NFC. They're a Super Bowl contender, et cetera. And if and when it doesn't happen, then everyone's kind of looking around going, what's wrong with you when you're in the playoffs as like a mid-tier seed like Houston is? But in terms of what Washington has done for this coaching staff, of course it's unknown, right? Like, I don't know what a Brian Johnson offense would look like, or Tevita Pritchard, if he's the promoted OC, what it would look like, right? I don't know. My theory, though, is the reason they went and layered this staff the way that they did, with some veteran guys and Anthony Lynn who have been around, some young up-and-coming guys like David Blau, and then, you know, Tevita Pritchard who's a holdover. It's a, we're not going to dramatically change things like a windsock every year for this kid. If someone goes, it's still stable. It's not a new language.
Right.
The terminology is the terminology. We're all sort of, you know, we're all raised in this system now, and this is your system, at least for the foreseeable future.
The system can be the system. It's his system. Like, he is still... is the reason for their success this year the system or that Kingsbury's done a really good job? I think it's that Kingsbury's done a really good job. Like, he's the one answering the questions on Wednesday and Thursday. He's the one designing the stuff. Doesn't mean you're not getting help. Doesn't mean they don't have smart people. I'll give you an exact example of this. David Blau put in the play that was the touchdown to Jamison Crowder that beat the Eagles 2 weeks ago. Blau, who was a longtime quarterback, backup mostly in the league, liked this red zone concept and saw something, and he's like, hey, what if we did this? And they worked it all week, and then they ran it, and it worked. Like, he is a guy that I think could be a future coordinator and have a chance to call plays. Presumably, though, you just bump everybody up. Next guy in line would be Brian Johnson, their pass game coordinator, who was the OC and play caller for the Eagles, who got run out of there after one season doing that, and, you know, wasn't asked people in Philly, like, what the thoughts were about him. I mean, so... is the system the same? Maybe. Yeah, they're all learning it all year long. I think there'd be tweaks. And that's better than going outside the building and hiring Antoine Randall, who's the wide receivers coach for the Lions, or bringing in Chip Kelly from Ohio State or something like that, because it's not as much to learn. I think that's fair if that's what you're saying.
Right.
But the person is still the person. Like, if Kyle Shanahan walks... and Matt LaFleur, as the quarterback's coach at that time, is calling his system, you're still losing that acumen of the guy with the answer key, so to speak. But that would be the second question to pose to you guys, is if he were to leave this offseason, would you be nervous about what that means for Jaden Daniels, or is five just on a level where that's fine? Brian Johnson can
they call. Can all leave. You can just change rooms.
He'll
yeah.
make Brian Johnson right too.
Yeah.
He'll make Anthony Lynn right. He'll make David Blau right. He'll make Tavita Pritchard right. Do whatever you want. But the reason I find this so interesting is, go back to day one of Dan Quinn getting hired here. In every presser, he's been asked, what'd you learn? What's different? What went wrong last time? His answer was always the same. What was it?
Trying to think of which one you're talking about.
His answer was always that. The when Kyle left, like, the coordinator thing went sideways.
That's the one.
And I let all those guys leave the building with him. Like, if Cliff leaves, guys would leave with him. How many? Who does he take? Does he take David Blau? Possibly. Does he take Tavita Pritchard? Possibly. Like, that happens too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. It wasn't like when Kyle left Atlanta, it was just him. It was him and LaFleur and McDaniel and Raheem. So maybe Dan Quinn would block a couple of those guys, but you might have one or two of them left out of the four or less. But I'm just saying, two. So it's not just one guy.
That's a good point.
You know,
I never think of it that way, and I probably should, right? I go, so if Cliff Kingsbury left, dude, he could raid the cupboard if he felt like it and promote
exactly
everybody.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and by the way, you can block a lateral move. To my knowledge, you cannot block a growing move. So, like, you can block Brian Johnson from leaving to be a pass game coordinator, assistant coach somewhere. You cannot block him from being an OC play caller. If you have an OC who's going to now call plays, you can't block that. So that's always my concern, too. It's like, oh, look how they've built this thing. Okay, what if he takes three of them?
Right.
Now it's Tavita Pritchard. And
yeah, it was built great.
and now you're interviewing OC candidates again.